And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Dime of the Day. We're going to switch them right now. I'm switching them right now on Tugboat Todd. The first one is silence, really golden. They have been switched. The second thing we're going to dive into is nothing is not nothing. Have you ever heard that? Nothing? Nothing is not nothing. Plus, Kaz Taylor and Joan P. is going to be joining us. We want to talk about the conference for such a time as this. That's going to be pretty cool. And if we have time, we're going to try and do our first Spoonerism.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, we'll see. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. Last night, I ruined a movie for my wife. We were watching a movie. It was like an hour and a half deep. 15 minutes in, I said, this guy did it. This. I was right. I ruined it. That's my life's insanities. Yeah, she wasn't that happy, but she wasn't that sad because the movie wasn't that good. Oy vey! We got so much stuff we're going to cover. We're asking you, what do you think? You can give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-KPRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversations, except for matzo balls. And you're going to understand why when we get there. That's later in the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not professional radio. It's justified radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210. K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by for SRN News. But there is
one. The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The fate of President Trump's national security advisor remains uncertain.
One of the pressing political questions surrounding the Trump administration is about the president's confidence in national security advisor Michael Flynn. It's been reported that Flynn discussed U.S. sanctions with a Russian envoy before Mr. Trump took office. Over the weekend, a senior policy official with the White House refused to talk about the Flynn situation in broadcast interviews, and the two reporters called on by President Trump at a Monday news conference did not ask about Flynn. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A California sheriff says the evacuation below the nation's tallest dam will not end right away. Evacuations for at least 188,000 people living below the Oroville Dam in Northern California were ordered yesterday because an emergency spillway was in danger of failing. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honilla says while they have some positive news about the spillway, they're being cautious.
This is still a dynamic situation. It's still a situation we're trying to assess the damage. And we need to have time to make sure that before we allow people back into those areas, it is safe to do so.
The sheriff says repairs may need to be made on the spillway before residents are allowed to go home. He offered no timetable. North Korea's latest missile launch affirms that the country's weapons programs pose a clear, grave threat to U.S. security. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis says the North Korean missile was fired by a mobile launcher.
This is one of the concerns we've had as they've developed their capability in the missiles themselves. They've also given them a road mobile capability. Road mobile allows it to hide, to evade detection, and to be able to launch with little notice.
A record day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 143 points. The NASDAQ rose 30. The S&P advanced 12. Crude oil down 93 cents to $52.93 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Maranatha Christian Schools is a premier college preparatory program serving preschool through 12th grade students in San Diego. Join us for our junior high and high school info night and elementary open house on Thursday, February 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is a perfect opportunity to get to know us and hear why our students are thriving in academics, athletics, performing arts, and our many programs. Our principals will be there to answer all of your questions. Maranatha Christian Schools is distinctly academic and undeniably Christian. For more information about Maranatha Christian Schools Open House and Info Night on Thursday, February 16th, go to maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
The world is changing. Don't get caught unprepared. Join the For Such a Time as This conference, February 17th and 18th at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. How can you not only survive, but spiritually thrive during these challenging times? How is Israel God's prophetic timepiece? What are our God-appointed callings in these times? Hear powerful, inspirational speakers, including the world's foremost Jewish apologist and radio host, Dr. Michael Brown, co-host of the Way of the Masters TV show, Ray Comfort, and Tom Doyle, the award-winning author of Dreams and Visions in the Muslim World and Terrorism, Living Your Faith When It's Not Safe. Plus, you'll be able to see the world's only complete set of ancient Old Testament scrolls and experience Tabernacle Alai, a life-size reenactment of the biblical tabernacle. Don't miss For Such a Time as This, Israel, Islam, and the Church. President's Day weekend at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. Early registration, just $19. Space is limited. Register at IsraelNowConference.com. That's IsraelNowConference.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't tell me you're dulled out because it's the beginning of the week. Rise up, O men of God. Rise up, O women of God. It doesn't matter what day it is. I don't think Jesus woke up and said, you know, it's Thursday. I think I'm going to the deli. I'm pretty sure it didn't go that way. Although, if he could have gone to a good deli, you know, maybe for lunch. Here's the bottom line. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. Our very good friends, Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. If you did not know it, there is yet more rain in the forecast. Is that incredible? Friday, it's supposed to rain. Here's all I'm going to say about that. If you are not sure where your roof is at, remember, what happens is the roofs, they don't get used. I mean, you don't get a lot of rain over a 1, 2, 3, 4 year period of time. Then they get dumped on by tons of rain. That is a roof strain. You know how you're playing softball? And you go for that ball, and you go a little extra, and it just gets underneath your mitt, and then you, oh, pull that little leg. Oh, oh, just a little bit of a strain. That's what your roof is going through. And therefore, your roof needs the doctor. And that's Excalibur Roofing. You want to give them a call, 760-743-8803. Did you like that on-the-spot kind of thing? That was kind of original, was it?
I like it. No straining.
Yeah, a little bit of strain. Got to take the strain. All right. ExcaliburRoofing.com, that's their website. Additionally, if you want to check them out on Facebook, you can go to Facebook and type in Excalibur Roofing. Now, they, of course, do estimates, and they're free. They do waterproofing. They do remodeling, new roof construction, old roof replacements. They do residential. They do commercial, and they do really big doghouses. They told me not to say they do submarines anymore because they didn't like that idea. I guess doing one of the submarines, you know, was difficult. I think it was a language barrier because it wasn't necessarily a, you know, anyway. So here, I just want you to get in touch with our good friends at Excalibur Roofing. Tell Eric and Ingrid we said, hello, hello, how are you? Also, our great friend Steve Wheeler and his wife Coral for Whitefields Ministry is taking the gospel to four corners of the earth, helping rural pastors, supporting them financially, a whopping $300 a month for their entire family to live. Helping support them educationally, getting them to the level of a seminary-level education, like SoCal Seminary-level education. helping them with clean drinking water so that they don't have to use cesspools, and helping them network all the different ministries and missionaries and churches network wherever they're going. Please check out whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. A lot of you have heard me talk about that, and you're probably going, you know, I hear you talk about that all the time. Yep. So if you haven't checked them out, go check out the videos, the pictures, the testimonies. They're great. They're encouraging. They're inspiring. If there's a connect, fantastic. If not, don't worry about it. It's pretty much that simple. Let's get into our first DDD. And I think we actually have a sound for this one. We didn't have a sound for the other one, right? Okay, so let's play our sound for this one because we changed it. It's called Is Silence Really Golden?
Within the sound of silence.
That's Tugboat Todd's flavor on that. Nice job, Tugboat Todd.
Thank you.
Give yourself a little push, because that was a nice, nice piece right there. That's great. Question, is silence really golden? 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 8 through 9. You are Christians and you are hearing me right now, right? Listen to what the passage says. When these lepers came to the outskirts of the camp, they entered one tent and ate and drank and carried from there silver and gold and clothes and went and hid them. Then they returned and entered another tent and carried from there also and went and hid them. Then they said to one another, "We are not doing right. This day is a day of good news, but we are keeping silent." If you know the story, how God had coordinated for Israel to be supplied from an army that had circled them and was going to attack them, when the lepers decided to go out and see these people because they knew they were going to either die in Israel or die in the process of going out to see these people, the foreign army thought they heard thunderous movement of horses and armies, and they thought Israel had purchased army help, and they all scattered to the winds based on the sound of these three lepers walking. See, that's God. See, God's like, watch this. This is funny. Watch, these three guys, I'm going to make them sound like a whole group of horses. And then they're all running and freaking out. And then the lepers get there, and they've left all their stuff. They were running for their lives. And the lepers get there, and they're like, oh, look at all this stuff. Oh, my goodness. It's all like brand new. Look, the Top Ramen's still cooking. It's incredible. So they go into one tent and they get some gold, got some gold, got some silver, got some clothes. Wow. Go to another tent. They're like, well, this is fantastic. It's like we scored. Right? And then they look at one another and say, uh-oh, we can't do this. What are we doing? We're sitting there taking all of the stuff from this army and we're keeping it amongst ourselves. This isn't what we're doing is not right. This is a day of good news. We can't be silent. We got to say something. Now, if that's true of three lepers who found the army's spoils that left, that was going to attack Israel, and then God sent them out miraculously with fearful sounds, and they all the army scares, and the three lepers are like, "Whoa, this is fun. And they're like, wait, we got to share this. We can't keep all this stuff. That's not right. If that's true for the lepers dealing with the children of Israel and the army, how much more true is that for you and I in regards to the gospel and not sharing that good news? Oh, Dave, get the dagger out, buddy. Listen to me. It's not right, and it was not right for the lepers to keep silent with this great news they had, this good news. They even called it good news. How much less right is it for us to keep silent and private good news? Jesus Christ died for people's sins, and they can spend eternity with God in peace and joy because of the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And how important is it for us to recognize that's our job right there too? We can't keep silent because that's wrong. But David, people reject it. That's right. They rejected Jesus Christ, many people. And if you really use scripture wisely, you'll understand that wide is the road that goes to destruction. Narrow is the path that makes it in. But that doesn't matter because you're in and your job is to present it to anybody else so that they have the opportunity to be in. Certainly, they'll never be able to say, I never heard. Luke chapter 4, verse 16 through 21, if you bear with me, listen to this. He came to Nazareth where he'd been brought up, and as was the custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. And the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and he opened the book and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." Jesus quotes out of Isaiah. He's using the passage and teaching people that the gospel is here. It's good news. It's the opportunity to have the poor hear the gospel. It's the opportunity to have those who are captive find freedom. It's the opportunity for those who are blind to have sight. It's an opportunity for those who are oppressed to find deliverance. It's the favorable year of the Lord. Now, what's great about this passage is Jesus did not quote the last half of the last verse, which talks about the judgment of the Lord. That's coming, but is not yet here that same way. So between now and when that judgment comes from the Lord, we have the opportunity to proclaim the gospel, to bring grace, mercy, blessings, favor, forgiveness, kindness, healing, touch, and love to all the people that we encounter. That's the good news. And if we keep silent, it's not right. It's not. It's just not right. Does that mean you have to Billy Graham it? No. You just have to be willing. Don't worry about how you say the Lord. It's the Lord's gospel. Just be a willing vessel to share good things that God has done in your life. Don't worry about how you're going to say it. Trust the Holy Spirit will help you say it. But present yourself, because hiding good news is bad. Let's not do that, okay? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
People of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
There's a page in my Bible which I've looked at so often that it actually lifts right out of the book. Hello, this is Chuck Swindoll. Now, that may not speak well of my binding, but it shows how often I'm touched by this particular truth found in Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, imagine unseen saints who have gone before us, applauding us for being faithful. They urge us to keep on running, to stay in the race. Talk to Jesus. Listen to Jesus. Can you hear their cheers today as you purpose to finish well?
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a look outside, we have weather. Do you want to know what that weather is? Awesome! Hey, if you want to, you're welcome to reach the show just by sending the email to davidspoon@kprz.com. For those that are still waiting for the weather report, awesome! That's fantastic. Here's the other thing. We have traffic, yet this is California. So what is that saying? That is saying the Lord always requires patience from us, no matter where we're going and what we're doing. And yeah, the person that cut you off could be a relative, so you got to be nicer than maybe you're being when you're on the road. Okay? All right. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. For those that don't know about Sam, he was born and raised a Muslim. And he was also flying an airplane on 9/11 as a Muslim. And when his plane landed and they brought him into the detention center, he was still a Muslim. Then he had this unique meeting with somebody called Dr. David Jeremiah, because he was going to convince Dr. David Jeremiah that everybody should be nothing. So when he walked out of that meeting, becoming a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, he learned that the Lord has plans that are beyond his scope. And he's always been involved in real estate for his entire life. He's one of the top agents in the country out of 25,000 realtors. He was in the top 20. Gives you an idea what's going on there. I don't have to explain a lot. And here's how Sam operates. If you want him to share a testimony at your church, your Bible study, your group, he does it for free. Doesn't care. That's his commitment. He goes nationwide, just shares it. If you're going to, you know, bring him into another state, you got to cover his costs, but he doesn't ask for any kind of pay or anything. He takes his book with him and shares that and gives that to people for free because he's that kind of guy. That if you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his commission and gives that to whatever church, charity, or ministry you want. If you're selling a house, he'll take up to $25,000, and he will help you with improvements. Then when the house sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow, no interest. That's the kind of guy you're dealing with. It's like, wait, what? Yeah. ThinkSam.com. Now, I tell him that he has that URL for me, because it's easy for me, and I need easy. So instead of, hey, try and buy a house here in San Diego, my name is Sam, why don't you get in touch with me.com, he's got thinksam.com. You can call him at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. Sam is a fantastic guy. Very few things cooler than when Sam, a Palestinian Christian, and me, a Jewish Christian, get in the room, and what do we talk about? Jesus. It's like, come on. It's like, that is a miracle. Yeah, and it's fun, too. It's really kind of cool. Don't forget about our app. It's free. It's mobile. It's free and mobile. Our is that right? Free and mobile? It's our KPRZ app for iPhone and for Android, for Pixel, and for the new KPRZ invisible phone that doesn't cost you any money. You stick your hand up in the air, and you say, please, Lord, and it gets into your hand. Now, whether it picks up the show or not, that's a little different. I didn't give you that. I'm just saying. So you have that opportunity. Please take advantage of that. Don't forget about Dr. Tony Evans, Monday through Friday here at 10:30. We use one word to describe Dr. Evans' teaching, inspirational. He's the only man I've ever seen in ministry that did a fantastic sermon, looked at the audience, held up the mic, and I'm talking about a seasoned pastor for 35 years. Dropped the mic right on the stage. Boop, bam. Mic drop. I'm still working that out.
And that was like in October. Wow. All right, let's get ready. Do we have a sound for this? Nothing. We're going dry? Do you have any idea? We can't even do that. Nothing. All right, nothing. Well, that's funny because you know what the title is?
Nothing is not nothing.
Nothing is not nothing. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 2. Ready? Now a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet cried out to Elijah, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves." Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." So let's start off with the practical. She's talking about her husband. "My husband, you know, Elisha, servant of the Lord like you, not quite like you, but like you. He's a servant. He's my husband. He's a great man, you know, but he's passed on. And here's a great thing for you to know. Even the super spiritual go through financial troubles." Okay, so for those people that think, well, you're super spiritual, you never go through that. When you're thinking about those people that have 15 or 16 airplanes in the name of the Lord, drop that super spiritual title just a bit. Then let's get it back down. Here's what he said. "What do you have?" Now, you know what that is? That's inventory. What do you got? What did she say? "Nothing. I'm got nothing." There's a great story in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's the only miracle that's an actual creative miracle in all four Gospels. There is no other miracle that's in all four Gospels outside of the resurrection. This miracle was the miracle of the fish and the loaves. And, you know, it was a big group of people, maybe 5,000 men, maybe another 10,000, 15,000 people on top besides women and children. It's the only miracle in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Take any study Bible, just look at it. It's just the most amazing thing. Because the Lord knows we have needs. But see, the Lord doesn't need a lot to make a lot. So she had nothing but a jar of oil. Sometimes God will take what you already have, what's already there, and produce miracles from it, even if you think it's nothing and not enough. Because the Lord can multiply anything. So she says, "Well, I got a jar of oil. Well, it's not a lot." And that's all the prophet needed. And they took that oil. They poured one after another in empty jars until they were able to pay off the debt. Now, get this. Pay off the debt, live comfortably, then go to Disneyland. No, that was not part of it. Just pay off the debt, live comfortably, but not be crazy spendy. Just be righteous spendy. Do it right. But here's what I want you to know. You know how you don't think you have enough in the bank? You know what? You're right. You know. But the Lord can multiply anything. He can do anything. And I've heard people say for years, and I've been a Christian for 40 years. That's a short time. And I've been in a situation where my account was actually minus $800 going to pay rent. So I went in to talk to the bank, and I'm like, my parents, I was already 86 from my parents being a Christian. They had already lost all my relationships there. Very few people knew who I was. And she said, "What's the problem?" I said, "Well, I'm 800 back and I need to figure out how to do this." And she said, "You're 800 back of what?" I said, "I'm 800 minus in my account. I'm here to make payments and to figure it out." She goes, "You get $1,350 plus in your account. What do you want to do?" And I looked at her and I smiled and I said, "I want to just thank the Lord and pay my rent." And that was all I said. She might not have got it, but I got it. The Lord can take nothing and make something. And before you say, no, he can't, how exactly do you think the universe came into being? How exactly do you think things came about? How do you think you came into being? Takes nothing and he makes something. So let me say something to you. Nothing is not nothing when the Lord is involved. He's not just a source. He's a resource. He's a place for you. Now, is that prosperity gospel? Nope, can't stand it. Hate that. I just really don't like that at all. You know what I do like? Faith. I like faith. Faith is cool because it's radical. It faces giants. It brings the dead back. It multiplies supply. It does wonderful things. And you know who else really likes faith? God. because without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who seek him. Don't press, breathe, this, that, whatever. You just remember this. No matter how little you think it is, that doesn't mean it's that little to God. He is the supplier. He is the God of supplying. Stop being afraid, which eliminates your faith. Start believing, which gives action to that faith, and the Lord shows you. Has he let you down yet? Then why is he going to start now? It makes no sense, right? Right. Stick with me on that. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break. We got two special guests in the studio. Relax. It's going to be fun.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Maranatha Christian Schools is a premier college preparatory program serving preschool through 12th grade students in San Diego. Join us for our junior high and high school info night and elementary open house on Thursday, February 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is a perfect opportunity to get to know us and hear why our students are thriving in academics, athletics, performing arts, and our many programs. Our principals will be there to answer all of your questions. Maranatha Christian Schools is distinctly academic and undeniably Christian. For more information about Maranatha Christian Schools open house and info night on Thursday, February 16th, go to maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org. Or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
There's a page in my Bible which I've looked at so often that it actually lifts right out of the book. Hello, this is Chuck Swindoll. Now, that may not speak well of my binding, but it shows how often I'm touched by this particular truth found in Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, imagine unseen saints who have gone before us, applauding us for being faithful. They urge us to keep on running, to stay in the race, talk to Jesus, listen to Jesus. Can you hear their cheers today as you purpose to finish well?
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Too funny. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I got two guests with me, Kaz Taylor, Joan Peace. Now, Joan's going to hang out because she's, you know, she'll talk if she needs to. But Kaz is going to have no problem because Kaz is been involved in radio, been a communicator, and they're here to talk to us about a specific event and some things that are going on, and I want to give them the floor. And then just to let you know, Kaz has brought a chauffeur. Okay,
now, chauffeur.
Well, so it depends on whether you're in Detroit or Florida. This is how this is. It's amen. It's amen.
I like it.
It depends on what region are you in. Whatever it is, the shofar is going to, you're going to get a chance to hear a shofar, and he can play it, so you better get ready. It's not quite like, you know, Louis Armstrong, but you'll get the flavor because it's like, you know, from the Lord kind of mentality. All right, talk to me, my friend, Kaz. Talk to me about what's going on. What's the event? What do people need to know? What is it?
Well, first of all, thank you for giving us the floor and not the door. I think that's coming soon. The Israel Now conference, you know, my listening friend, if you have a heart for Israel or you're not even sure, this is a conference for you because it's telling you about Israel. It's telling you about the church and how they coincide with one another. It's kind of amazing what God has done since the beginning of time to bring the church and Israel together as one. Are you kidding? But it also has a lot to do with the threat of radical Islamic terrorism. So if you have a concern of what's going on in America and you want to know more about that, you take a look at what's going on in Israel. And this conference is all about that, and it's happening on the 17th and 18th, which is this Thursday, this Friday and Saturday.
All right, so this Friday and Saturday, a couple of things I want people to know is identifying markers, because these are the things that help you connect it. So you hear it on radio, and you think, okay, but what do I got to do to remember to get there? Aha, we have the answer for that. IsraelNowConference.com is the website, correct? IsraelNowConference.com.
Very nice. David, yeah. You didn't even need us.
Yeah.
Well, we're leaving.
Believe me. I need a lot more than you think, but that's bizarre. Just ask my wife. She'll tell you. There is a number that people can call because people still do the number. Tell me if this is still good, the 760-294-9396.
Yes, but they'll do better, and a lot of people are more, what do you want to say, more
internet savvy.
Thank you very much for that word. It's called IsraelNowConference.com, and you can find, you know, if you like what's going on with a lot of teachers and historians that deal with Bible truths, you're going to find a lot of them, some familiar names that you would recognize. You know, Anne Graham Lotz, Billy Graham's daughter, has videotaped a special segment for the Saturday component, and she's a prayer person. So yeah, she's going to be praying
absolutely
over Israel and teaching us how to pray over Israel. But you may know the names, my listening friend, of a guy named Dr. Michael Brown.
Absolutely.
And he was back at Brownsville and way back when another movement of God was happening. He was one of the key players there. But he has a real heart for Israel. And, you know, he's a broadcaster and he does pod things, and he has just a heart for Israel. One of his apologetic mentality is, ask me any question, and I'll be giving you an answer. So if you have a question about how Israel fits into the church's picture and how the church fits into the Israel picture, and the sad things that the church did against Israel, and make you open your eyes and shed a tear or two, it's absolutely amazing. And my listening friend will probably know the name Ray Comfort. He's a man who is of evangelistic, pastoral bent, but he's a broadcaster and has a real heart. David's smiling at me, folks.
Yeah, there's a lot of broadcasters.
folks, it makes you nervous when David smiles at you. But Ray Comfort is a man who just has a heart for Israel. He does a lot of teaching in that area, too. And then there are others, too. We'll talk
Tom Doyle's going to be there. I mean, you're going to have some people. So there's something to be aware of. So this is actually taking place, and I want people to have a understanding. It's at Oceanside Calvary
right.
Chapel.
Calvary Chapel, Oceanside.
Mm-hmm. So that's the one off Poinsettia. Is that right? Is that the Poinsettia?
Oceanic Way.
Oceanic Way. Oceanic Way. And then you guys, this is really to help people make the connection between Israel and the church and how they're together and
exactly
what this plan is in the heart and mind of God beyond people, and we say this all the time on the show, taking such separate camps that they can't recognize them. When they start shooting, everybody's a Christian. We're all going to be running in the same direction. It won't be, I thought it was this. I thought it was this. Duck! You know, It's like, it's going to be so. This is really to answer that and to address that. Is that correct?
That's right. You know, God gave me a piece of wisdom, and I hope you will appreciate it, my listening friend, about the relationship between Israel and the United States. God said, Israel is the thermometer against which God takes the temperature of the United States.
Wow. Wow, that's a good line.
It's an amazing. You can write it down. I'm going to hear it a few times on your show, and you're going to give yourself credit. I know that. But other than that,
I only plagiarize my own stuff. At least that's what they tell me while I'm writing my master's degree. You wrote that. Yes. Okay, I didn't know you could do that. Apparently you can. So here's the thing we want people to know. Oceanside Calvary Chapel. But the big thing is the website, because if you go to the website, you'll get the this is what's going on, this is what's taking place, Israel Now Conference. com.
That's right.
So if you're hungry for Israel, if you're hungry for the church and understanding that connection, if you're hungry to put it all together and have people answer questions that you cannot answer or have never been able to ask, that would be the key. So you got a shofar with us, right? Oh, there's the tabernacle thing. Talk to me about that. What is that?
Well, this would be an appropriate time to blow the shofar because the shofar wasn't very instrumental, no pun intended. Actually, there was a pun intended. But the shofar was very instrumental in calling the people to worship, to festivals, for warfare. Mm-hmm. And you know, in the New Testament it says, unless the trumpeter blows a certain sound, who can prepare for the day of battle? We're in that day spiritually and physically in many ways as well.
Yeah.
So my friends, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead. And while you're doing that, I'll tell you this. So when we did our pastors' conference in October and we had all the pastors come together and they were all coming in, we had a run of different shofar sounds to bring them all in and had them all stand up. And then we talked about the different sounds and all the pastors were like going, whoa. And it was really moving.
It is.
All right. So
there are four or five different blasts. I'm just going to give you one of them. I'm going to blow it two times.
Two times. Great. Go ahead. Now, what's that call for?
Well, there are a variety, and there were no note-taking during the days, so there's about three or four different calls, and people have speculated on what they are. This would probably have been a call to worship or a call to a festival or a call to a gathering.
Yeah.
And I thought it was appropriate because we're calling people to the gathering. Ask me what that gathering is.
What's that gathering?
Well, I'm glad you asked, David. It's IsraelNowConference.com.
That's good. That was a good setup. I like the way you did that. And that's one of the things we talked about the shofar being that while it could be a call for war, it could be a call for worship, it is at a minimum from the people of God, for the people of God, a call to attention, regardless of what that specific was at the moment. It's like for people to go, that's enough on the worldly stuff. Let's get our brains here towards the Lord and get it going.
Exactly. So, now, the one of the things I know you're going to ask because you've turned that page on your cheat sheet there. One of the things that two more things that are going on at this conference, which is happening the 17th and 18th, which happens to be Friday and Saturday. Two major things that are going on. And he's laughing at me again, folks. It was called Tabernacle Alive. If you've ever dug through the Old Testament and seen what God did through Moses and the Tabernacle of Moses, you'll realize that is a landmark or a blueprint for Christ and his church in these days. So the Tabernacle of Moses has outer court, inner court, Holy of Holies, and all the priestly administrations. And when you can grasp that and you can start to understand God's bigger picture, what has happened is the Tabernacle of Moses is called the Tabernacle Alive Experience, is going on concurrently with the Israel Now Conference. So if you go, as you drive up on Oceanic Way and you notice there's a Tabernacle of Moses there, don't be distressed. I don't think there will be any animal sacrifices, nothing to worry about.
That's good to know.
But you have a chance to tour there and understand God's plans for his church through the Tabernacle of Moses. And within, on Friday and Saturday, there are the ancient Hebrew scrolls that are on tour and on display right there.
That's awesome.
Poo.
That is totally cool. And those are conference bonuses.
Conference bonuses.
You should think of them those ways. Like, I'm going to a conference, I get a bonus. I love it. All right, we got about a minute and a half. What do you got?
Let me talk to you a little bit about one of the worship leaders there. This worship leader is named Marty Goetz, and he is a worship leader extraordinaire, a Jewish Messianic Jew, and he's a modern-day psalmist. So if you like the Heart of David, you'll love what's going on here at this conference because the Heart of David is really exemplified here. And should I tell them the website again?
Yes, because that's
a big key. By the way, my listening friend, it's only $19 for these 2 days, $19 for the registration. If you go at the door, it's going to cost you $10 more. It's going to cost you $29.
Yeah.
So
Early is better.
Early is always better. IsraelNowConference.com. Be there.
Okay, IsraelNowConference.com. What a great opportunity to do that. And we're going to hold you guys over so you get a chance to talk about another item or two, just because we're in that kind of mood. So here's what I want people to think about. Do I want to, or do I need to, should I learn about Israel, the church, the connection, what that means, and can I talk to people who won't think I'm dumb about it, just want to understand it? The answer is yes at the IsraelNowConference.com.
Yeah,
Friday and Saturday.
Right, register online there.
Register online, make it easy. When we come back, we'll get a chance to see if Joan wants to talk at all. I'll see where that goes on there. She's not, I'm not guaranteeing it, but I'm going to give her the chance. We're going to take our short break here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcalibarRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
Maranatha Christian Schools is a premier college preparatory program serving preschool through 12th grade students in San Diego. Join us for our junior high and high school info night and elementary open house on Thursday, February 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is a perfect opportunity to get to know us and hear why our students are thriving in academics, athletics, performing arts, and our many programs. Our principals will be there to answer all of your questions. Maranatha Christian Schools is distinctly academic and undeniably Christian. For more information about Maranatha Christian Schools open house and info night on Thursday, February 16th, go to maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org. Or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about how other nations are skittish about what impact the president will have on them.
They're afraid of what happens when a nation rediscovers its identity. All of a sudden, with that identity and with that sense of purpose, mission, that we're not going to be able to be pushed around. We can't be intimidated into giving them money or carrying more of the world's share of obligation than the rest. And so I think, you know, as Trump has said, look, countries that rely on us to take care of them are going to pay the price, the bill. They're going to have to pay for it. The United Nations, we're going to quit. You know, there's discussion about us continuing to carry the lion's share of that. So I think that's part of it. They just don't like the fact that we're going to do things differently.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I probably should tell you, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go with you know what it is. I'll just leave that there. So we've been hanging out. It's been a fascinating kind of get-together with Kaz Taylor and with Joan Peace. Now, Kaz has talked mostly, and we're going to hear just a couple of minutes from Joan. And I wanted Kaz to actually do the introduction for Joan for two reasons. One, because Joan doesn't want to tutor on her, which we fully understand. And then two, I couldn't remember everything that she said
That's
to say.
Exactly right.
So now I'm going to make Kaz do it.
You know I have no trouble in the first segment tooting horns. That's part of what I
know. You just did that. You were a great tutor. Fantastic.
You know, you bring along somebody who is a team member. One of the people that came with me today, her name is Joan Peace, and she is, if you love Israel and you've read books about Israel, you'll probably recognize the title of her book. It is Israel for the Christian Traveler, and it's an award winner, and she's republishing it as well. But she has such a heart for Israel. She, when there are conference things like that, she's right in the thick of it and wanted to bring her along on this. Joan?
Hello. So I'm so glad to be here, David. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure.
And so my book is in the process of being revised, and I'm really excited about that. We're going to go from hardback to a paperback, so it's lighter on your trip to Israel. And I also bring tours to Israel because the Israel Ministry of Tourism actually asked me to do it. So my goal is to get as many believers to Israel as possible. So I offer the best prices and the best itinerary, and we get involved with the people there, and we have a blast. So anyway, with that said, I want to talk about the conference this weekend. One of the most exciting parts to me is Saturday afternoon, which is what you won't see even on the conference website. And that is, it's an opportunity for you to bring your unbelieving friends. And they can come at 1:15 p.m. This is totally free. And 1:15 p.m., they will hear Sophia Schlaufer's testimony. She is an ex-Muslim who became a believer, and she's amazing. And then they will follow Dr. Michael Brown, Dr. Erez Seref, Ron Cantor, and Eitan Bar, all from Israel. In fact, Dr. Erez Seref and Eitan Bar are with One for Israel, where thousands of Jews are being saved. And so in Israel, and they're going to be there with Sophia, and they can go to the upper room at Oceanside Calvary Chapel and ask any question they want. Dr. Michael Brown is going to briefly speak about, is it arrogant to believe there's only one way to God? And Dr. Erez Seref is going to talk about the fulfilled prophecies of the Messiah. And so if you have any unbelieving friends and you've wanted them to hear the gospel is talk to someone by themselves up front. This is an amazing, amazing opportunity. So we hope you can do that and come out and join us.
And that'll be a Q&A opportunity for the unbelievers too.
Yes.
Like after they hear it, they get a chance to ask whatever they want. They're just like, hey, I want to understand
whatever,
this, explain this
every
to me.
Every question is acceptable if it's said in a nice way.
Yeah, well,
if you
that only leaves out San Francisco. All right. Did I say that out loud? That filter thing just doesn't work anymore, does it? So here's the deal. IsraelNowConference.com. And so there are multiple components to this. This is why you understand we're taking a little more time is because there's the components of fantastic teaching. You got a Friday and a Saturday, which is, you know, the times, all the information. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be available for you to engage with on Tabernacle Alive bonus session on Saturday. Plus now, for unbelievers, they can go there free and they can listen to two fantastic experts and ask any question they want. Five experts.
And can I say something real quick? Or you
you're not all five going to answer the same question, right? Because then
one
question will go for 3 hours.
And most of them are Jewish, so that's kind of scary. But also, we're having a surprise guest last minute, and that is Dean Bai with Return Ministries. Right now, he's in Israel, but he's from Canada. If anybody heard of the group last year that went to Israel and brought restoration rings to Holocaust survivors, they went for a year around Canada collecting gold and silver and melted it down to show the Holocaust survivors how much they love them and appreciate them. And then they had a gala celebration in Israel and put the rings on their fingers. And he's going to be here to tell us all about that.
Wow, that's just fantastic. So Israel Now Conference, we got about a minute and a half. What do you got?
I'm just going to take a moment, but the part of the name of this conference is For Such a Time as This. That goes back to the times of Esther, when Esther had an opportunity to be just same old Esther or arise to the occasion to be in an instrumental position to impact the entire nation of the Jews. And my friend, this is called the For Such a Time as This conference. And my challenge to you is, if you have in your heart the awareness that you were born for such a time as this, find out what God would have you learn about Israel and see how that plays a part in your big calling.
That's a big part of it right there.
It's a big part of it.
And you bring up a really good point, because in that portion of Esther had the opportunity to do nothing. And it was interesting how that process went with Mordecai and him explaining, hey, if you don't do something, God's going to do something. But not to be a part of that?
Yes.
That's a bad idea. Say it as nice as you want. It's like, that's a bad plan.
Yes.
Why would you put yourself in that position?
Absolutely.
You know, if the Lord says, hey, this is part of it, then you respond to it. That's what we're all supposed to do. That's kind of the norm of things, and we understand that. Now, if you can't go and you want to get more information, I'll definitely, if you send me any info, I'll pass it along to them so that either Kaz or Joan can get in touch with you and kind of give you some updates.
Last thing. If you have trouble with the computer registering online, you can call that number, 760-294-9396, and there's a person that will help you register.
Okay, so they can walk them through that actual process. All right, so that number again, just for those who are like, I need the number, Dave. I'm scared of the internet. Okay. 760-294-9396. We have reached our time. Kaz and Joan have done an excellent job. My hat's off to them, although I don't wear a hat. I do want to thank them for participating here. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210. K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.